1 Timothy chapter 2, church meetings. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
I am writing now about your church meetings. The first thing I want to tell you is that you have to pray for all kinds of people. Ask God to help those that have problems. Tell Him all about them and ask Him to help them. Always thank God, too, for everything that He has done for everybody. Pray for the bosses of your nation, both the big bosses and those other bosses that work for them. Ask God to help them run the nation the right way so that we can all live happy and quiet lives. Follow God and praise Him together. If we pray for everybody like this, we make God happy. He is the one that saves us, and He wants to save everybody. He wants everybody to know the true message about Jesus. You see, there is only one God, and there is only one man that can stand between God and us people, to bring us back to God and ask Him not to punish us. That man is Jesus Christ. He let people kill Him. In that way, He paid the cost for everybody, so that now God can save anybody. He died like that at just the right time to show everybody that God really wants to save them. And God has picked me to go and tell everybody this true message. What I'm saying now is really true. I'm not lying. He picked me to go to those people that are not Jewish and tell them that God will save them too.
Men that pray. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8.
So in your meetings at every place, I want the men that pray to live the kind of life that makes God happy. I don't want them to be angry or argue with others.
Women in church meetings. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9.
And in your meetings, I want the women to dress properly and sensibly. They can't dress in a way that makes men look at them. They can't think about the fancy clothes they will wear, or their fancy hairdo, or the jewels that they want to wear, like gold or pearls. Those things are not important. This is more important. They have to do good things for other people, so that everyone will see that they are women that really know God. Women have to listen to the teacher in a meeting and not argue with him. I don't let women teach men or be men's bosses in spiritual things. They just have to be quiet. You see, God made people a long time ago, and He made the man first. His name was Adam. After that, He made the woman. Her name was Eve. And then that snake came to trick them. But He didn't trick Adam, He tricked Eve, and she went wrong first. But God will save women from big trouble. He worked it out for them to become mothers, and that makes them important. So God will save them if they keep on believing in Him, and loving people, and really respect God, and if they keep on being sensible.